Another good day for all three sides. It's a fun time for us right now because you get to see the growth of this team, and for the coaching staff too, for all of us coming together and just kind of seeing how this thing was going to go. I'm proud of all the coaches for putting in all the time and effort so far. The players, you can see and feel the vibe and the excitement that they have going back. Competition between each other, a little trash talk, which is good as long as they keep it balanced. And that's good. We come together and finish it off tomorrow with a good day, some red zone, and then come back for training camp, put those pads on, and roll.
Was Lynch banged up?
Yeah, he had a hamstring injury yesterday, but he'll get that thing right and be ready to go for camp.
Mitch said he's been having conversations with you, and I think he said that you told him that they're ahead of schedule right now. Is that what you see?
As far as the offense?
Yeah.
They are ahead of schedule. And for myself, this was a big test to see and a gauge to be able to feel where the offense was going to be. And they're where we thought they would be, probably slightly above the line in regards to that. Like I said before, there's a lot of different plays that we gave these guys. And so what can happen is it can weigh them down. They start thinking when they get to the line of scrimmage and they don't know, they forget what the play is by the time they get up there. We pulled it back the last 2 days. They've played faster. And there's been some really good things on offense. That's been, I thought today with Mitch, the one thing I told him was his anticipation throws today were it was one of his better days. And so regardless of the result, he's throwing the ball on time. We used to call it card throws. You don't really care what happens on the throw. You're just throwing it on time, and the wide receiver needs to be ready to catch the ball. And that's what he had today. He had a good card day, good anticipation day.
Watching Roquan Smith from the other side for about a month now, what more do you pick up about how he operates?
Well, he's again, the game is starting to slow down a little bit for him. Once you're in this thing, again, on the defensive side, you can start letting your instincts show. And you don't think so much about what your responsibility is, and you can see that that's showing up on tape.
You talked in April about how you wanted to see Kevin White stack practices. Did you feel like you got that out of him?
I did. I think he certainly grew in a lot of different areas. And the one thing I noticed about Kevin that I thought was neat was if there was a drop ball, it was the next play mentality for him. And I kept a keen eye out for that to see how was he going to react to a play like that. And he's done well. He's been running routes well. He's been catching a lot of footballs. He's been focusing on what he needs to focus on. And that's a big advantage for this offense.
Obviously, he has quite a long history of injuries. But if you just kind of walked in not knowing that history, would you know that history existed?
No, I wouldn't. And that's kind of my mindset coming into this thing. I don't care about what happened in the past. With anybody on this team, I don't care. You're going to get a fresh, clean slate, and you got to prove it. You got to show what you can do. And they know that. And if you tell the guys that, it's on them. There's ownership.
Tariq Cohen seems like he's the perfect fit with the versatility and his explosiveness and stuff. What have been your impressions of him watching him on the field?
The same thing. He is a very good fit. Perfect's a strong word, but he's a good fit. Lots of energy. You can put him in a lot of different places. That's obvious. But again, you need to balance that. You need to make sure that you're not doing too much to where you slow him down because he's not thinking. He's an athletic kid that has that does a lot of things well. So we'll have some fun with him as well with a lot, same thing with a lot of other guys. They've done a really good job. And as a coaching staff on offense, if you have that, it does make your job easier.
With Tariq at receiver, what parts of that component of his game are you guys really focusing on elevating?
Well, he's showing that he has the route running ability, which you don't know that really as a coach coming into this is can you run routes? You may look like you can run routes, but can you really run routes? Well, he's able to run routes, and so what that does is sometimes that can be a disadvantage to a defense because they got to cover him all over the field. You can't just put him in the backfield and say to the Mike backer cover him. So we'll try to do some things there. But again, if you do that too much with one person, teams will figure it out. And so we'll be calculated with it. And we have so many other guys to this team that we want to be able to use, and we will use.
When you say he can run routes, what tells you that he can? What do you see in the way?
Well, he's done it. He's done it in practice. He's running routes in practice that wide receivers have done. And again, in practice, we're having everybody run all the routes, and that's the beauty of this offense is. Because what happens when you do that is they all understand the concept of the play. If you just run a route and you don't know the why behind it, you won't understand when you're getting the ball. These guys all know, they know the concept. They answer all at the same time the why behind each concept. And so let's put everybody out there, not just Tariq. Let's do some different things and move guys around and make the defense work on it.
Is there something with Mitch? Obviously, you watched a lot of tape of him early on. Now you've had all these practices to watch. Is there something physically with his skill set that has really struck you that maybe you didn't know just watch that tape that you kind of see in person?
Nothing physical. He does throw well. He throws well on the run. I saw that, though, in his college tape. That was evident. He does well in the gun. The biggest thing for Mitch right now is just going to be trying to digest this offense. So, and he'll do that. I have no doubt in my mind that he's going to do everything he can here these next several weeks to continue to look at the film that he's put on tape now in the last couple months and try to figure out. He has different looks now. We didn't have that before. He didn't have that before. So now he can go back and physically work on his body and stay. He'll do all that. But mentally right now is what we want to make that thing. We want to hone that thing in and get that thing right for week one.
How much do you think that the progress of the offense is a credit to his desire to be pushed out of what he's been comfortable with?
Well, it's a big part because that position is such a crucial part of the offense. But it wouldn't be right to take away from every other guy on that offense that's put in the time and effort to get better. Every one of those guys have done that. Those offensive linemen can call our two minute stuff. They know it just as well as Mitch does, and our running backs and being able to do all their protections and their routes that they have to do, other than just running the ball. The wide receivers understanding protections. So Mitch is a huge part of this, but at the same time, it wouldn't be fair to those other guys to they've done a really good job at. They're all focused. Everyone's focused in on what we're doing, and they're very passionate, and they care. And now we got to do it now. Come the season time, we got to do it. We got to win.
With the anticipation zones you were talking about earlier, obviously there has to be a trust factor there that's developed so that Mitch can trust the guy to be in the right spot. As a coach, what do you look for to kind of tell when that clicks, when you know the quarterback is trusting these guys?
Well, he does. When it happens is when he doesn't care who the guy is and he just throws it, and then he sees the second time it happens to the same guy that he catches the ball, because the guy learned from the first time he threw an anticipation throw, and the guy changed his route, and now that trust is just built. So he runs a certain route the first time, he throws it early and hits him in the head. The next time he runs the same route and he remembers he got hit in the head, so he changes his footwork and he looks earlier, now he catches the ball. So Mitch just went from the first time being incomplete to the next time being complete. He just built trust with that guy. And so there's several of those that go on throughout practice. But that's only going to happen more and more the more reps we have. So that'll be a fun part to watch throughout training camp. And then once you start seeing that, now as coaches, you start game planning for those trust relationships.
Roquan Smith added a ball downfield today, just something that I observed at one point. How have his coverage skills been, generally speaking, against your very fast offense?
He's done well because he's fast, and he has instincts. So if there's a double move or if there's a guy running downfield, he can hang with him. That's one of his strengths. He's done a great job. I think we're all in here. We all can agree that once the pads come on, there's some guys that aren't showing up right now that will show up, and there's other guys that are doing well that won't do well. And that's just how it goes. And when the pads come on, we as coaches, that's when we can truly evaluate and answer a lot of the questions that we get asked.
What does Mitch need to do to catch the runner?
Get down.
You have it, obviously his teammates can't hit him now. But what are you looking for to see how that will translate to when people can't?
Yeah, well, it is a part of what we do. He did that in North Carolina. But in all honesty, he does need to be smart with that. And that's the one thing you see in college. There's some more running quarterbacks that they are more of a running back type player. That's not the case here. We need Mitch. We want Mitch, and we want him to be smart. But we also want to use his legs. The kid is very athletic, and we'd be crazy to not use his legs.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.